Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Black Love Experience, hosted by inspiring author S. Dot, exclusively presented by the S. Dot File.
You need to get it, he don't wanna love you the right way, he ain't gonna, it ain't where he's at, it's where he wanna be, yeah.
Broadcasting live from NYC. What's good, people? It's your man, S. Dot. It is our duty, it is our responsibility as not just people of color, but as citizens of humanity. The objective is to inspire proactive people to productive activities. What's good, people? It's your man, S. Dot. My commitment, first and foremost, is to the restoration and rebuilding of the Black family. Black on Black love. What's good, people? It's your man, S. Dot. This is why it's important that we've got to get out of the window and start looking in the mirror. Black love is not a passive response. It is a declaration of warfare against those who desire to control and manipulate Black men and Black women and deprive them over their stewardship over the Black family. What's good, people? It's your man, S. Dot. I remind you that this show is for constructive purposes only.
S. Dot has a get-it-done mindset when it comes to achieving. Sharing breakthrough strategies and overcoming solutions for everyday people, he is a communicator of change. S. Dot's most impressive credential is that he keeps it 100 and doesn't water down the whole truth and nothing but the truth. It is this refreshing forthrightness that enables him to speak with a right now relevance to people from many walks of life. His can't stop, don't stop, won't stop attitude is infectious to those who have experienced this inspiring author, motivational speaker, and empowerment coach that is committed to helping those most in need succeed in love and life.
Yeah. I'd like to say peace to all the gods and earth and people of the universe. Peace and love. Just want to let you know the Black man's first. We're going to drop a little something like this, you know what I'm saying, on how we feel on the real. Check it, yo. Who tells you when to work?
The devil.
Who tells you when you get a day off?
The devil.
Well, who gives you your pay?
The damn devil.
And who takes it away?
The devil.
You mean to tell me that but you're not a slave in the land of the free, in the home of the brave? Knowledge is life, or divided by power equals wisdom. But you know we have to stop with knowledge first. Divine evil was the first, and the hurt situation that we in, some people saying that we're cursed. The lack of the knowledge of ourselves makes it worse. Things that we drop make the average head burst. So do the knowledge on the very next verse. I heard a brother say, I wash your clothes, I cook your food, I'll pay your rent. Now if I had a story went, radically no. Singer, that weak wisdom, knowledge, shit, I think God is here to cancel it. So just ring the alarm, another devil's dying. Whoa, just ring the alarm, Uncle Tom is trying. Whoa.
The final fight between black and white has begun. I've led my troops on a wave of assault to wake up my white brother. All of the niggers of the earth will be killed, except for the few that help with the fight against their mud-soaked brethren. Those few will be spared and live their lives as slaves. Do you want to be spared? Come join my army. Hey, nigga, those guys you killed, what color were they? Huh?
The day I got out of jail, it was a motherfucking problem to be where the fuck you was from. The day I stepped out, that's power. I want these little niggas to see that. I didn't get that power from guns because there's no guns in jail. I got that power from books and from thinking and by strategizing. That's what I want little niggas to see. And that just for a year, niggas think, you know, you've been in the game so long, but it took all that shit didn't matter because the rape it veto all that. As soon as they charge you with rape, even if you ain't do it, it veto your career. I started from scratch with Death Row, a new company. I was independent when I was Tupac. Me Against the World, I just bought my old managers out. I had it all now. I re-signed to be a part of this for this to make my own shit bigger. And now I got Machiavelli Records. And Machiavelli is the first artist on that. And then One Nation is the second artist on that. And then I'm signing Greg Nice and Smooth to either me or Quest. I got another group at Quest, Ghetto Stars, that's like an offshoot of the Outlaws, you know what I mean? I got New Jersey as part of the West Side now. You know what I mean? Just like war. We put our flag in Jersey. We ain't taking over Jersey. It's still East Coast. But it's just the West Side. There's now a West Side to New Jersey. Because West Side is not part of the map. I'm not no dumbass motherfucking... I don't bang for the color or the land. I bang for the principles and for the honor. I'm banging for the West Side. This is in my heart. This is how I feel. Not West Side... California, right, this is where right, I'm right. from. It's basic like that, but it's really deep, like West Side, you know what I mean? When I be throwing up the W, it ain't for California. I love California, but the W is for just the East Side, just the West Side, just the middle America, and we divide it. And that's when we throw this up. We at war right now. W for war, you understand? And when we all get together, when the East Coast and the West Coast and the middle America get together, we got power.
Right, right.
And that's when I won't throw it up no more. When we all together. They only see me doing like this. And that's when we closer to Armageddon. But we ain't there. We still all separate in tribes, so I know what tribe I'm in. I'm in the West Side. There's no way. I'm a soldier. I always be true to those being true to them. And New York shouldn't be tripping. They should be loving it because they don't want the game of the game to do this. In addition to this, because it's West Coast rappers too that don't do that.
Right.
What made me raw is that I'm West. I got both. I'm the future of Black America.
I even know how hard it is being a woman, a black woman at that, in this white man's world. Sometimes we overlook the fact that we can ride hard in our sits, we won't be knowing the pain we be causing.
This white man's world.
This white man's world. I ain't saying I'm innocent at all.
In this white man's world.
This song, yeah. For all those times that I messed up, but we messed up.
In August 1969, I flew to New York to interview Muhammad Ali at a particularly controversial stage in his life. He had become a spokesman for the cause of black power, greatly influenced by the leader of the black Muslims, Elijah Muhammad, and had used some highly emotive language in that cause, having even been quoted as saying that all white people were devils. Most of the verbal quotations that he used, oddly enough, came from the Bible, with Elijah Muhammad's spin added to them. All Jews and Gentiles are devils. Ali repeated.
Well, that proves what I says, because that includes you
no,
and the black
Jews and Gentiles.
And the Greek word for Gentiles means non-Jews.
No,
Jews and non-Jews.
I'm talking about the Bible, what's in the Bible.
But Bible it says Jews and Gentiles. And Gentiles.
No, the question was, you say some are good, some are trash.
Yes. Now, if you say that all blacks are devils as well as all whites...
No, blacks are not devils. No.
Because that's what they're saying.
Who have we lynched? Who have we raped?
No.
Who have we slaved?
Oh, thousands of people in the Congo and in Africa.
I'm not against blacks.
Blacks and whites, we're all awful, maybe.
But everything black people do are wrong come from you. Drinking, smoking, prostitution, homosexuality, lying, stealing, gambling,
cannibalism.
It all come from you.
You know, there's things on your side, too.
I don't know about cannibalism.
Look, the thing I was just saying was that I'm not against what you say that some white people are the devil. I'm just trying to save you from some of your own quotes. The point is that you said that all white people are devils.
Elijah,
now, if you say,
I didn't say that.
No,
Elijah
you
wanted
quoted,
Jesus us. God
yeah,
told him
yeah.
that
well,
all
God
white
was
people
wrong
are devils.
Because
no,
the thing
God
is,
wasn't wrong because I ain't seen no good ones yet.
No.
And I traveled all over
no,
the country.
No, the thing is that you
I
said.
I haven't seen one good one.
No, but you said all white
not
people.
Not even you.
No, I'm terrible. I'm terrible.
I hope you do good.
I'm terrible.
No.
But you said all white people are devils.
Elijah Muhammad
says that. Yeah. And I then said, no, well, if you say that the Bible says that all people are sinful, I go along with that. And you've just read that long quote that proves that point. It says all Jews and Gentiles. And in the Bible, Gentiles means all people who are not Jews. Not just whites,
no,
but blacks, greens, blues, and everybody.
You're teaching me something I don't know then.
Well, I thought I should tell you that, you see. I thought I should tell you
Muhammad.
Yeah, nigga, what's up with all that motherfucking shit you was talking, nigga?
Why you tripping?
Fuck that, nigga. What's up with all that shit you was talking, nigga?
Why you tripping?
Your motherfucking lie, nigga. That was you. That was you, nigga. Hey, check this out, motherfucker. What's wrong, nigga? You can't talk with a gun in your mouth.
What? It's rotten meat.
You can't talk with a gun in your mouth.
It's rotten meat.
Listen up, nigga. You know Lucifer.
Nah.
You about to meet him, motherfucker.
Why your motherfucking brother is hard to find. He been walking on the streets and fucking with mine. Stupid punk can't fuck with a mastermind. See, I never take a step on a Compton block or a lay without the AK ready to pop. Cause them punk motherfuckers in black and white ain't the only motherfuckers I got to fight. I think it's better to be telling the facts than cuffed up and jacked and fucked up with your niggas looking at you going, God damn, cause this is the city and for you to survive a nigga gotta be a gangster, and I'm a nigga you can't remove. Still got a lot of motherfuckers for trying to prove. So they homies, they can hang by dealing with me. But once again, in the end, that's DEA. I never did time on a murder yet, cause I relaxed and back to a job and jet. Yo, I know you understand my flow, so here we go in death row. Come let a motherfucker know.
It's gonna be static for sure. Cause what the rap audience ain't ready for is a real person. You know what I wanna say, a real N-I-G-G-A. I'm coming at him 100% real. I ain't compromising Nathan. Anybody that talk about me got problems. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be straight up like if I was a street person. That's how I'm coming at the whole world, and I'm being real about it, and I'm gonna grow with my music.
What's the scenario remix? Whereas there are seven MCs, six which are in physical form, one which is in spiritual essence, and he goes by the name of
Check the round, hope that answer get God effing.
Shit.
I lay butt shots, hood, madman, I rip up stages, lay down in your waist, sound wild like Larry Davis. Extra, extra, pick up a clip, I tear ass out the frame,
huh?
And grab my dick. I'm a rapper, sock a robot kid, I drop bombs, I'm rugged and deadly, so I shit on a petty. I made for bad, I'm bastard, I'm bad news, I'm crazy and clever, cut those approves. Death on a phono, my skills are pono. You say, oh no, you bitch ass homo. I bag up weight, electrifying, I'm prime time. I slaughter slime, I'm the greatest of all time. Sick ass bumper, nasty ass nigga. I pump slugs in your face, I jump an ass in the river. Two cans in a bucket, fucking kick the can.
Say what,
I'm a bad, bad man.
Quick as how I flip from the tip of the lip. Punching out hits like Gladys Knight in the pit. The 5 foot assassin has just raided your area. Your booty rounds are wrecking, that's the reason I ain't hearing you.
So,
roll up the red carpet cause I'm getting it. Vanilla ice platinum? That's just ridiculous. Excuse my French, but profanity is all I knew. And to your other sellouts, oh yeah, F you too. And let it be known, I'm not the one to step to. You better off calling D-Nice to your rescue. Freestyle fanatic, probably the best around. As for corny MC, like Chuck D, I shut him down. The article gone of hip hop, and I won't stop. The pop for the second has come direct enough shot. So do like Michael Jackson and remember the time. Put on your dance and use the tongue, cause you sure can't rhyme.
Big up, enter new identity. Next is just something, call your boss to tell me. What does it take to check a technique?
Many styles, many styles.
Hot through heat brings first the energy. Mallow in the dance is the new identity. What two mic check, select for the roughneck that tends to run bet. I come correct. In my cyphers of blocks, I bring box to connect with knots. So I can throw dreadlocks. Maintain the rock,
don't stop the rock.
Maintain the box,
don't stop the rock.
Kick it right see proud, are we in the clear?
Yeah.
See proud, are we in the clear?
Yeah, I'm making moves, y'all.
Moves, y'all.
On and on and on.
Check it out.
To the break of dawn.
Who's that?
Just one of the L-O-N-S. And I drive for West.
East Coast
to West. Remix mad kick. More than Metallica. Tall and before like the Battlestar Galactica. Stampin', thumpin', rompin', gumpin'.
People all over the world.
I'm promptin'.
Minutes to begin, state their premise.
Mm-hmm.
okay? Polite is going first, then Sarasu Seti. Then we're going to come back for the body of the arguments. They get 45 minutes each. Polite is going first, Seti is going second. We're going to take an intermission. Come back. Polite is going first, 45 minutes. Seti is going next, 45 minutes. Then we're going to have questions. I'm going to have questions for you. I'm going to have questions for you. Okay? But then we're going to open up questions for the audience. After the audience questions, since Polite is one of the promoters of the event, we're going to allow him to have some closing remarks. Now, it's my opinion that your closing remarks shouldn't address the debate in specific, okay? Because that gives you an extra round, and that would be fair. All right, but since you're a promoter, co-promoter of the event, you can address the audience, make any comments. Anything you want to address with the debate after you give your closing remarks should come in the two question and answer periods. All right, we have two question and answer periods after that. Okay?
Right.
Yes, sir.
So we ready to rock and roll?
Now, all I'm saying, right, after the debate, I'm just hoping y'all two brothers could be men, shake hands, and y'all could depart y'all separate ways. It shouldn't be you going back home and you going back home making videos.
That shouldn't go down.
Once y'all get y'all shit in, y'all should be able to shake hands on stage like everybody else do with the debate, because the people is coming for this.
Yes,
they want to get something out of it. So, I mean, is there anything you would like to say, brother, while we on tape? Anything you would like to say, and then Brother Sarasu said he could say something.
I love you, brother, man.
Say that again?
I love the brother. I'm going to tear that ass up, though. But I love the brother. You know what I'm saying?
Go with it, baby.
Right. Go with it.
That's all I'm going to tell you. Go with it.
I ain't soft, though, man. We're going to be good
right
at the end.
All right. I just want to add one last thing. Right? There's going to be some information brought out on both sides. That's going to be sensitive. You understand? But I'm telling the brothers that it's got to be done in a respectful way. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't know.
It's got to be rooted in information.
Right.
We're not taking pot shots at nobody.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? We're not being disrespectful to nobody.
Yeah.
But if the information hurts somebody's feelings, they just got to deal with it and continue on. Okay?
Right. Suck it up.
All right.
Peace. All right. Any closing remarks on you said? Is good? All right.
Real life examples
used some examples from his own personal life and illustrated quite effectively his position in putting forth why he believes we are our own worst enemy. He also touched on the psychoeconomic aspect of many of the afflictions that afflict us as a black family, and he offered a number of solutions. More specifically, one of the solutions he offered is he talked about nutrition, and he talked about much of the food that we eat today, since it is not food that is natural to our indigenous diet as people from Africa, more specifically the West African, many of us are canceling out our own genetic code by partaking in eating white powder. Not white power, white powder. So-called bleached flour, white rice, white potatoes. Many of these things are harmful to us as people of color, more specifically black people who are descendants from West Africa. And as a result of this and nearly 500 years of rape and being terrorized in a very hostile environment, many of us have become our own worst enemy. And as many of you know, this year marks the anniversary of the so-called Willie Lynch letter. Whether you agree or disagree that that is a historically accurate document, or it is authentic as a document, none of us can dispute the fact that many of the conditions that are described within the Willie Lynch letter, or Willie Lynch syndrome as it is known today, is very prevalent within the black family. This being said, that was Brother Polite's position. Sarah Sutton Study came out swinging, as promised. And during his presentation, first round presentation, he began to attack the root that bore the fruit that is Brother Polite. He came out with an attack that was a full frontal assault on the Nuwabians and their spiritual leader, Dr. Malachi York. He more specifically played a video, and during that video, there was a portion of the video in which Dr. Ben affirmed or stated that he believed that Dr. Malachi York wanted to have him killed. This was quite explosive. It was quite a jaw-dropping experience for folks to hear. I can tell you from somebody who was sitting in the audience and listening, it was definitely something that folks were not expecting that they would have heard. Nonetheless, at the 20-minute intermission following round one, there were a number of points of views going back and forth. Some folks felt that Brother Polite did an outstanding job by presenting his material, by remaining focused on the topic. There were a number of folks who felt that Sarah Sutton Desetti did irreparable damage to the credibility of Brother Polite, Nuwabians, and Dr. York with his presentation. One of the observations that was made about Sarah Sutton Desetti's presentation was that although that information was information that needed to be shared, it was shared within the context of a debate that it wasn't thematically consistent with what the topic of the debate was. So a few folks who I had some discussions with felt as if he didn't stay on topic and that he used this as an opportunity to attack the credibility of the Nuwabians, Dr. Malachi York, and any individuals affiliated with that, and saw this as not necessarily the most opportune time to do that, particularly because the nature of the debate was, is the white man the devil or are we our own worst enemy? And some folks, particularly one sister, pointed out he illustrated the example of being our own worst enemy by using that as an opportunity to attack another black man, whether he agreed or disagreed with him or not, considering his position was, is the white man the devil? The time could have been better spent focusing on his premise. Nonetheless, you can go back, you can listen to yesterday's show and weigh in for yourself on what you believe. We're going to get into, we played round two presentations. We played two clips from Brother Polite yesterday. We're going to play the third and final clip from Brother Polite's round two presentation. Then we're going to move on to Sarah Sutton Seti's round two presentation. And we're going to conclude with the question and answer session. We've got a number of callers who are on the board. I want to see if folks want to weigh in, if they have questions, comments, opinions. Let's try to keep it brief. Let's not have a whole lecture because we want to get to the material in a timely fashion. I'm going to go to Sound Lady. I'm picking you up. Do you have a question or comment?
I'm just listening. Thank you.
Well, thank you. We thank you for listening. Appreciate you. All right, so we're now going to go to round two. This is the third clip of Brother Polite's presentation. We'll be back in a minute. It's your man, S-Dot. The caller number is 347-308-8527. Once again, the caller number is area code 347-308-8527. If you have a question or comment, press number one on the phone to raise your hand. We'll be back in a minute.
That nigga come from heaven, he was kicked out. There's no way he can pull some shit off like that. He just came in Africa and just took niggas, say nobody bust their guns, or did a... It's so much of us, them niggas could have lost their eyes after a while. He didn't just come here, he has to embed fancy psychology. A lot of his power don't even exist. It's like money. You get a little money, what happened? You buy a house, you're in debt for $150,000. Money didn't even exist. Now you're paying back the debt with real cash dollars. Now the money exists. Same way his power was. He has no power, but you get birth in the hospital. Now he has power because you see birth of the child. He has no power, but you get married. You see the actual contract. You just gave birth to white supremacy again. He has no power. But then you have to go to him. He has your case. So here we go. He only has the power that we gave him. So white supremacy don't exist, and he learned a lot of this weird and wacky shit from us. Believe it or not. He learned a lot of stuff. If you go into the Nation of Islam, that's the same word they don't say. Yaqub is the original black man. And he's the father of the devil. Same word they don't say that. So if the black man is the father of the devil, and it also says in the lesson, same word it don't say in the lesson, that he had to teach the devil devilishment. Right. So if he had to teach the devil devilishment, it's almost a subtle conviction that white was right until black people taught it wrong.
That's just been forgotten trick knowledge.
Think about it. I was raised on this shit when my pops first born. But when I got a thinking mind of my own, people started to hate me. They just, y'all, who have you hate me too? He called me Duwapian. I'm Duwapian by heart, but if you ask the average Duwapian, oh, we don't deal with him. He's doing his own thing. You damn right doing my own thing, because these niggas is doing the wrong thing. Woo! I don't give a hell what anybody tells me. I don't have to be a slave under no black man. We have been a slave by black people already. I know they're not. I'm not coming to be a slave by nobody information. I got a thinking mind of my own.
Right.
Don't you dare try to condemn me for someone else's sin. I uplift Dr. Ben. If Dr. Young says something wrong about him, he got to sleep with that at night, not me.
Right.
I embrace him for the good that he has to offer for the community like all other people. Let's go to the next one. I forgot to name this infernal port, the ship that the slave master was on. I mean the slave brother. But we were taken in a ship that came for us to another that was ready to sail from Cape Coast. When we were put into the ship, we saw several black merchants. Black merchants, these were the slave buyers, the people that purchased them. This shit was filled with black people. What you think? America just had three blacks and none of them was getting in on slavery? Like, what are you thinking? Niggas are just walking around free, just by chance, watching other black people be enslaved. How does that work and they don't get offended unless they're part of it? Something I ask my mother's community all the time. There's some skeletons in our closet. If we don't identify it, we're going to be likely to do it again. If giving or being put in a position of power, we will abuse it again. And when we found ourselves at last taken away, death was more preferable than life. And the plan was concerted amongst us that we might burn and blow up the ship and to perish all together in flames, but we were betrayed by one of our own, a country woman, who slept with some of the headmen of the ship. I'm going to go there. But it would be needless to give a description of all the horrible scenes which we saw and the base treatment which we met with in this dreadful captive situation, as similar cases of thousands which suffered by this infernal traffic are well known. Let's go next. This is getting intense right here. She gets the book. Because if you rely on white people to sell you the story about slavery, if you should have questioned, why is this white man being so honest about beating up the Native Americans, shooting us down? Why is he teaching us so much of this? Because he's trying to induce fear into you. Make you think he's doing all by himself. He almighty, all powerful. I don't need no niggas to take them down. I do it all by myself. I don't give nobody credit for this, so they can fear me. Because they don't fear me, I can't have power. So look at this. This Lord of hosts is great providence. We're going to go down. Where the brother says, but I escaped better than many of them, for eating a piece of sugar cane. Some were cruelly lashed or struck over the face to knock their teeth out. He survived the ship, eating pieces of sugar cane that broke off because someone was whipping the hell out of other black people. Black people was whipping black people so bad, pieces of sugar cane was falling off, and that's what he lived off of. Read it. He watched people get chopped up. Black people. Chopping up black people. So the rest of them could be scared. So nobody play gangs on the ship. Read it. This is us. Niggas say, yo, we going to Africa. I'm making sure all my mans and I'm coming with you. You ain't going to have me just worried about the white man. Anybody that can do that to their own is way more easy than someone that can do it to another person's race. That's just treason. If you can sell your own people into slavery, that's worse than a white man enslaving us. What kind of monster is this? It's insoluble. It's constantly making a point to other people. But I must own to the same shame of my countrymen that I was first kidnapped and betrayed by some of my own complexion who were the first cause of my exile and slavery. Oh, next point. Damn. I love Arkansas. People say, too late, you always blame the victim. So I ain't blame the victim. I blame the victimizer. The guy's doing the wrong thing. You can't make the black man that does something wrong to the black woman the victim, too. There's only one victim. I'm not blaming the victim. I'm not a victim if I'm doing the wrong thing to you. But apparently, if that's true, Marcus Garvey is also blaming the victim. People love Garvey. I hear Steady quote him a lot, too. I agree with him. I love Garvey. People say, I'm all the time. I'm saying, black people the one doing bad stuff to people? And then they quote Marcus Garvey and say, well, you ain't reading as much books as I'm reading. I got a book here with you. The following content comes from the philosophy and opinions of Marcus Garvey, page 37, Purpose of Creation. The man or woman who has no confidence in self is an unfortunate being, and it's really a mystic in creation. God Almighty created each and every one of us for a place in the world, and for the least of us to think that we were created only to be what we are and not what we can make ourselves is to impute an improper motive to the Creator for creating us. God Almighty created us all to be free. That the Negro race became a race of slaves was not the fault of God Almighty, the Divine Master. It was the fault of the race. He said the reason why we were slaves was the fault of the race. Y'all say, y'all big up Garvey, and the guy asked me, where you getting this from? Marcus Garvey, the guy you told me to read. It's a popularity shit. Like, you say Garvey, I say Garvey too, but we ain't really reading what they were teaching. That's why we can't figure out why we don't agree. Because some of us are reading, some of us are not. But we all are big enough to say leaders. Confidence, conviction. He
said, sloth, neglect, and difference cause us to be slaves. Sloth means to be extremely lazy. We ain't cursing out God for calling black people lazy. Do you think he's calling all black people lazy? No. He's just saying too many black people are lazy. Sloth, neglect, indifference cause us to be slaves. Confidence, conviction, action will cause us to be a free man today. But every time you see a confident man, you get insecure. You think he's trying to belittle you. No, I'm trying to pick you up. That's why you're doing hip hop with all this money and all these women I got. And you say you're talking to the youth. So polite say, look at all this money and women I got. The only thing these women on my wife's not video girls. And this money I didn't get from dope dealing. I got from real estate. So the white man, strategy to war, a war can only really be fought against an enemy who shows himself by infiltrating the opponent's ranks, working from within to bring them down. You give them nothing to see or react against the ultimate advantage. From within, you also learn their weaknesses and open up possibilities of sowing internal dissension. So hide your hostile intentions. To take something you want, do not fight those who have it, but rather join them, either slowly, making your own, or wait for the moment to stay in the Kutiyat. No structure can stand for long when it's rocked from within. This is the white man's strategy on war. We should study what white people say when it comes to war, since we accredit them for so much war. War and power. It's a lecture. Which lecture means to read etymologically. Let's go. Let's go. The white man. And look at the first. Look at the first agent. James Wormley Jones. FBI agent. Because J. Edgar Hoover found out he couldn't infiltrate a black community unless he used black people. So the first FBI agent, right here, there's his application. Let's go to the next one. Agent 800. Say, I say y'all keeping it 100. Whenever you promote dissension, you keep it 800. And here's some African leaders apologizing for their role in slavery. Let's go to the next one. Who's that man? Slave.
So,
this brother said.
We're gonna have to get these, we're gonna have to curtail these kids from fucking up out here on the street, man, by giving them a right to pass. That's the system, but it works, and it ain't got to be structured. We used to do it, man. Y'all older motherfuckers be checking niggas, buying on niggas. You know, blowing the nigga shit out where he can't heal. But that's what happened. That would make a nigga strong. You understand? When you give them a system that gonna toughen their ass up, it's not gonna kill them. You know what I'm saying? We just want to toughen our young men up. You know, and make them motherfuckers hard and give them direction. And give them a blueprint about where they can live on these streets.
And when the crazy shit, they gonna get money.
Because you can't tell a motherfucker don't get money and you ain't got no option for them. So the older motherfuckers, they can shut the fuck up about the dope gang. If they want to get the older motherfuckers on change, you go dope gang, motherfuckers creating companies. If you ain't gonna create no companies for the kids, shut the fuck up. Because I believe working for the white man is even worse than working in selling dogs. Who are you to judge? Shit, I think working for the white man is even worse than selling drugs. You understand what I'm saying? Because you got self-control over the drug trade. You got self-control over it. And if you take over the control of it, the aspect of it that you can control, he gonna stop shipping that shit down here. Because you doing what it is.
There you go.
There's gonna be a certain amount of motherfuckers that's gonna die in this confrontation. So you just got to come up. You just got to strategize as a general and as a leader how these motherfuckers gonna leave here. Now you hear some niggas gonna leave here. Now if you can get your motherfucking money and you can take the money and build some motherfucking companies with it, I will take it overseas. I will take it out of the white man's arena. So you can control that shit. You understand what I'm saying? Because if he bust your ass, he can take everything. He can even go overseas if the government over there will allow him to do that. You understand what I'm saying? So if you can get the best out of it that you can, well, I don't say by any means necessary, that's what it means. But you got to have a plan to say, okay, we're going to do this shit.
Okay.
We ain't going to do it about it. We're going to say, okay, there's an avenue to us. And we're going to get the most out of it, and after 30 years, 25 years of doing it, we should be able to leave it alone. You can't do that, get the fuck off. You ain't going to be real.
necessary that we come up with this idea to sell dope for 30, 25 years. Then we can leave the dope alone. I'm selling real estate. I'm an Uncle Tom. Do you want him to represent your red, black, and green? Is that right or is it wrong? My brother, your community has beautiful people in it. And suffix to it is the word cartel, a word that takes on a connotation that alludes to big-time drug companies. It is not smart to have this on YouTube where I got it from. When you identify yourself as a black power cartel and concoct an ideology that if we could just control the dope for 25, 30 years, then we can leave it alone. And he's telling you the white man is the devil. Is this responsible behavior? Stand up if you know it's irresponsible. Stand up.
That's right.
I want y'all to say we have become our own worst enemy. Say we have become our own worst enemy. Say it again.
Okay, we're back, family. As you see, Brother Polite delivered a very impassioned second round presentation defending his position. We are our own worst enemy. As you can see at the end of his presentation, those in attendance were on their feet, standing up, chanting, "We are our own worst enemy." Again, as a person who was actually there, who actually experienced it, I would say that his presentation convicted me in many things that I've accepted and participated in. In my own life, it made me look in the mirror at the things that I'm doing and not doing, rather than looking out the window and focusing on what white people are doing and have done. And that's not to negate the reality of many of the atrocities that have been committed against us. But it was just a reality wake-up call that at some point we have to take responsibility, embrace accountability, and demonstrate productivity. And any of you who've attended any of my workshops or seminars, or those of you who will read my forthcoming book, The Remix, will know I have an acronym called RAP. R-A-P, which stands for Responsibility, Accountability, and Productivity. The book is broken into three sections, and the first section is four chapters, and it talks about responsibility, taking responsibility. The second section is talking about embracing accountability, and that's four chapters. The last section is demonstrating productivity, and that is four chapters. And as I said, I'm very big on RAP as an acronym for responsibility, accountability, and productivity. That being said, we're going to move on to the presentation of Sara Sutansetti, who had quite a bit to say in response. I want you to hear it in its entirety. One of the things that I want to preference this presentation by saying is that many of you may or may not have heard there was an incident at the beginning of Seti's presentation in which an altercation broke out, which bordered on being an actual physical altercation. There was no physical altercation. It was more of a shouting match. And the shouting was based on the fact that many who were in attendance felt that some of the things that were shared were inappropriate. You know, a few minutes into his round two presentation, Steady Ben began to discuss Dr. Malachi York's 100-page Sodom Misinterpreted Scroll number 123 book, and he placed a Photoshop image of two black males engaged in sodomy or anal sex alongside the text from the book on screen. This was tactically brilliant and contextually unwise. Not surprisingly, the visually disturbing image drew immediate responses of dissent. Many people began to boo Sarai Sutisetti. There were a number of folks who jumped up immediately and started booing. It was pretty interesting to hear such a large crowd of folks just screaming out, boo. You know, and a few of them who stood up shouted, take that shit down. Now, the images, while distasteful and inappropriate, were shown clearly to illustrate a premise of Seti's point, which was that Dr. York's work promoted and endorsed behavior which Seti finds disagreeable. But as I said, the fallout almost resulted in fisticuffs. You know, people screamed, there are children in here. And that really inflamed the protests. You know, Brothers Polite's children, as well as a number of other children, were present, many of them serving as vendors, shout out to Brownie Girl, and accompanying their parents. And before long, Seti found himself surrounded by a hostile crowd of people shouting. And he began to shout into the mic, Black Power, over and over again, repeatedly. And, you know, it was a very tense moment for a few moments, you know. And as he began to shout into the mic, Black Power, repeatedly, that rallied his supporters who jumped up and screamed in response, Black Powder, Black Power. Once he heard their affirmative reply, Seti replied, that's right, Black Power up in this motherfucker. And the tension escalated even further. The pandemonium was about to break out, and many folks assumed that there was going to be an actual fight at the debate. I mean, it was so much shouting, so much screaming, and, you know, It got pretty ugly. For those of you who follow me on Facebook, you know that I posted video footage from the actual debate of the actual altercation. And, you know, folks who saw it immediately was like, you know, that wasn't cool. So, before we get into Seti's presentation, I wanted to, you know, play the actual footage of, or some footage of the actual altercation so that it doesn't distract from when you actually hear his round two presentation so that you're able to understand it in the context. Because, you know, a lot of folks can hear it out of context and, you know, take it all sorts of different ways. So I think that the best way is, you know, for you to hear it in its context, and then, you know, we can move forward so that you can hear his presentation in its entirety. And it doesn't take away from what he had to say. So I'm going to let you hear a bit of the debate scuffle, and we'll come right back.
motherfucker. Blow power in this 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 motherfucker. I tell you, don't shit. Blow power in this motherfucker. Blow power in this motherfucker.
Go get this work. Go get this work.
Well, as you can hear, there was quite a bit of pandemonium occurring in the place. So we're not going to spend a lot of time on that. I wanted you to hear it into context. We're going to move into the round two presentation of Sarah Sutton Seti. This is part one. We'll be back in a minute. Once again, the callback number is area code 347-308-8527. The callback number is 347-308-8527. We'll be back in a minute.
Look at me in the eye. You ain't caught right now. I got to do this favor. You have the time. Come up here if you bought property for $50 and it's worth $32,000. Come up here if you bought property that's $1,628.02. If you bought property for $1,628.02 and it's worth $101,900, but you use your status correction in your trust, something that I teach. You spent only $1,600. Come here, my brother. Come. Hurry up. I'm running out of time. Yeah. Can my family, my wife and children come? Can Solomon come up here? I have my own publishing company. I'm publishing books. Can Luan come up here? My head student and head caseworker. Come here, Luan. Bring your book. He put out his first book today. My head student. All people good. It's trying to tear me down. It's no lie for me. Show me the results. I can put shit up here all day, but I got real people up here. Where's my other wife? Where's my other wife? Come on. My brother right here bought property for $1,628, and it's worth $101,000 according to Baltimore, Maryland. My brother right here bought his property for $50. My brother right here saw this front page newspaper for doing some crazy shit. And now he's here. Has hundreds of thousands of dollars in property, thanks to my teaching. We become our own worst enemies.
So what I told motherfuckers, if you're gonna be in the shit,
them niggas out there. So don't go and get that bullshit and bring that bullshit up. Y'all know goddamn well I don't condone no motherfuckers selling dope to the black family. But there are many niggas out here don't give a fuck about what he said, don't give a fuck about what I'm saying. I just try to give a brother some kind of program to get his ass up. That's it. That's it. You know goddamn well I'm not going to tell nobody. Just like I say, nigga, go. Get your power and stuff, nigga. And go on out there. I don't walk up to no nigga like that. I'm talking about niggas that's already in the game. But nevertheless, I ain't going to take too much time. Let's deal with this. Let's deal with this right here. Now, hello, 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 hello. Sodom misinterpreted. Okay? Now listen here, fam. Listen, it's not about you. Because I never called a nigga name. So don't come out here clapping like, God damn it, I'm going against this nigga. I didn't even know. Never called a nigga name. I'm going around this country teaching fam. They call me booked. The fuck what no nigga saying here? You niggas go the fuck on back home, do what you been doing. I'm going to the next city to teach your family. Okay? And they calling me in for a reason. These is intelligent black people. So if you think everybody around the motherfucking country wrong, and you right, that's a sick. You talk about sick? Everybody goddamn wrong. You the only motherfucker right. You gotta think about that, family. You gotta think about that. Sovereign misinterpreted. It's gonna get hot. Because I wanna know what the fuck was misinterpreted. Huh? Nah, it's gonna get hot. Don't get hot. Now I put it in there. But I'm about to come up to this and read this. I'm gonna come up here and read this. Alright? Let me come up here and read this. The name of this poem. Now, wait a minute, family. God damn. We teach this shit. See, when it's some bullshit going on, see, we've got to call motherfuckers on this shit. See, when some shit like that is being taught, you must correct that goddamn shit. Who the fuck is a motherfucker when he avoids criticism? I didn't just slander the man. God damn it, the ancestors threw that to me. I didn't even come in here with that. I was looking for shit strictly on the watch. Wait a minute, fam. Y'all get some respect. Everybody respect. Come on, respect. Listen, fam. Let me tell y'all something. I was studying. See, what they don't understand, I was studying Dr. York. When he was a Muslim, my people was a Muslim. Well, most people don't understand.
Yo, tell the kids go out for a minute. That's all.
Yeah.
Tell the kids go out.
Take the baby go, because it's going to get easy. This is the last shit I got to say on that. I'm not going to hold it for long, because I just want my real niggas to know. Ain't no real nigga. Huh? Going to write a whole goddamn book explaining homosexuality. There is nothing a motherfucker can say about the fact to me. Now, y'all talking about stand up? What motherfucker wanna stand up and explain to me and everybody else what was misinterpreted? Because the first motherfucker to do it, you with some nigga that went in. That's alright. We don't wanna know. The name of this role, Sodom Misinterpreted, is chosen because of the injustice that has been inflicted upon the gay population by those who claim to be not gay. It is said, is that going to happen? It's not going to happen. It's hard. See, but that's what I'm talking about. When you got to put the motherfucker over it. Huh? When you got to hide the shit.
Move the slide.
Oh, man, come on, man. I know. I'm sorry.
Just tell the kids go out.
But I got to read the shit.
family. I got to read this. The name of this poem, Sodom Misinterpreted, is chosen because of the injustice that has been inflicted upon the gay population by those who claim to be not gay. It is sad that such a lack of concern for human beings.
Three of the motherfuckers. And so everybody knows what I was going to put up on the bike, man.
Come on. All right, so let's get him out.
Homosexual and lesbian, in most cases, are people that fear for a dormant personality that might come forth from themselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's called projection. When you make a person feel guilty for the shit that they do. See, I'm going to show y'all in the Pro-Him Hey Room the 42 negative confessions on my eyes that is clearly in there. I have not committed acts of impurity, nor have I lain with men.
The beginning of Sarah Sutton Steady's round two presentation was quite explosive, with him putting up those images, very graphic images. And for anyone who views video footage of what actually occurred at the debate, you will see me standing up at some point, very adamantly screaming, "Take that shit down." Because I personally was offended by the images, not because it's nothing I've ever seen before or anything like that, but I was offended by the images because, first and foremost, the theme of the debate was, and from Steady's perspective, should have been, is the white man the devil? So I came with the expectation that his presentation would be expounding on that aspect of the theme of the debate. When I saw these graphic images of black males engaged in sex, and I knew that there were children present, particularly police children and family are present at every one of his events. That is a staple. He has said that prior to the debate. He said, you know, one of the things that he even mentioned was he didn't want this to be a personal attack, particularly because he was bringing his family out. He wanted to stick to the issues. So that was said, and that was said directly on a show in which Seti was a part of the show, and there appeared to be agreement there. So it appeared that prior to the show, that Seti was advised that Polite would be bringing his family, and which included children. And in addition to Polite's children, there were a number of vendors who had their children. Shout out to Brownie Girl. And, you know, I had just came from getting a brownie from Little Brownie Girl. So just sitting there and eating the brownie at the time and seeing these images on the screen as a father was very disturbing for me, because I could just imagine these young children seeing such a graphic image on the screen. And I don't care about folks who say they see more than that on BET or walking down the street. When you're talking about having an event that is African-centered, that is black people-centered, which is talking about healing and addressing our issues, we're not supposed to be bringing in the content and the influences that many of us claim to be detrimental to our families. So I found the inclusion of that material to be objectionable, and I was quite vocal about it during that exchange. Nonetheless, we're going to move forward. I want to get to the rest of his presentation because I want everyone to be able to hear the debate in its entirety. This is part two of round two of Sarah Sutton Seti's presentation. We'll be back in a minute.
That's clear. I'm standing on that. I'm going to break it. That's not slander. But because y'all don't fuck with each other, y'all don't really know the shit, now you done got caught up with it. It's not slander, family. It's real motherfucking talk. this homosexuality shit is killing our ass. It's killing our ass. It's destroying the family. It's suicide. It's fucking suicide.
That's tremendous.
What the fuck is a goddamn shit on a nigga dick? And then you write a whole fucking book? And brother, the only man that I know would spend that much time defending a homosexual is a homosexual. Clearly, I don't even want to hear. I'm going to pass. Because it's really, it hit it right on the head. Now I'm going to go to 27. Because it didn't hit. The bomb been dropped.
Hey, bomb.
You can't put it back. Everybody going to go get the book now. Solomon is determined. Don't take too long to read the motherfucker. Because once I read the early shit, I just threw the motherfucker down. Like, I don't even want to read this motherfucker no more. I just want enough of it. Well, I can show family. Hell, those whose face is turned backwards, who cometh forth from the dwelling, I have not committed acts of impurity, neither have I lain with men. What the fuck y'all want me to do? This is from the ancestors. How the hell we got Ankh-Song, which represents life, the mother, the father, and the child. And you gonna come out here and spit this shit? Any act of sexual deviance is equal in being hideous. And so if you can justify homosexuality, you can justify bestiality, you can justify pedophiliaism, any of that shit is equal in being hideous. It takes us away from our family. And this is the shit that's happening to us. We're talking about the black family. We can't get the black family together when the men are fucking each other in the ass. And we justify it. See, the one thing y'all got to be clear about this is that I did not call this debate. I accepted it, but I did not call it. The brother been calling my goddamn name all fucking summer. I didn't see y'all niggas get up one goddamn time and speak against that. I had to dodge the motherfucker. Motherfuckers say, that's why you ain't saying nothing. Motherfuckers didn't get up for that. See? And then another thing. The video is clearly sitting up on the internet. Defaming Dr. B. They've never taken it down. So any person who's going to the internet, black power. You go, family. All right. Come on, family. It's good.
I'm right here. I've been here all day.
Is that good, Suzette? Oh, all right. Just stay right where you at. Because they have a long while to walk in front of my shit.
Right there. Right.
And that was disrespectful. That's all. You know, they already militant, and I'm militant too. So I felt it was very disrespectful that they were.
Now, what did I tell them?
I told them,
don't stand.
You might
go to the table.
But you still continue to do it. I'm with you, but I ain't listening. We need to lose. Just chill. Just stay right there, man. Just stay right there. You good right there. Ain't nothing gonna happen. All right. Come to me, family. Okay, let me get off. Because I didn't read it enough. See, this is the kind of shit we talking about with this white man making. The shit that they promote. They do. It's a replica of the white man shit. It's a replica. Dr. Ben beat that shit up. Explain it all. He's the man been in this shit forever. He ain't gonna lie on that shit. Are you a Mason? The first motherfucking initiation is to ride the motherfucking goat. But do y'all know where the fuck the shit come from? See, that's Greco-Roman shit. That's Greco-Roman shit. Oh. Y'all want to know if the white man the goddamn devil? But then when I come with the shit, you can't take it. Hey, and this nigga will lower our family. And say, well, these niggas is doing this, down and third. Anybody ever seen their mama just get up and fuck a goat?
Anybody here willing to get up and say daddy jumped up in the goat? Huh? And let me tell y'all something about black people selling black people. Africa is the richest piece of real estate on the goddamn earth. What the fuck could they give us? We didn't already have nothing. Nothing. What the fuck could you give us? We don't already have. They in Africa stealing our shit now. What the fuck could they give us? We didn't already have. Come on, nigga, please. Come on, nigga, please. You gotta do better than that. We understand niggas were selling each other. But that's after the motherfucking fact of slavery went on for 200-300 years. Just like when they went to goddamn Vietnam, when they stepped their fucking feet on that soil, they fought their ass. When they stepped in Korea, they fought their ass. Huh? When the motherfuckers went to Iraq and Iran, they fought them. It's always going to be some motherfuckers that's going to go on the other side. Fuck them motherfuckers. Kill them. But the greater population is fighting. That's what I say about generalization. See, them motherfuckers was Islamized blacks. They don't say they was Moors. It was the Moors that sunk motherfucking Songhai. Destroyed the motherfucking city of Timbuktu. It was the Moors. You can go get Dr. Clark's book on that. When he talks about Columbus, I don't know the title of it, but Dr. Clark clearly states that. So it's a process. Don't wait till the end and say, look at the nigga, look at the nigga, look at the nigga, but then don't show how they took our babies and raped them and raised them, which they doing right now. They caught them goddamn crackers in Haiti trying to get out of there with them babies.
That's right.
And if they steal the babies and the babies don't know their culture, they teach them anything. And so when they grow up, yeah, they black, but their mind is white. You don't teach the process. You don't teach the whole motherfucking process. And so that's slighting history. You putting a slight on history, nigga. You don't know it. I don't agree with them motherfuckers. Kill they motherfucking ass. What else you gonna do? What else you gonna do? You gonna buy land to get up out of this shit? Let me show you something. Look at this. This is South Africa. You know what they tell the white man in South Africa? Take your bitch ass home. You know what they call the white man in South Africa? The goddamn devil. This is Australia. And you notice when they throw that fist up, you know why they throw it up? Because they seen y'all throwing it up.
Black power.
They identify with you in Australia, family. They watching you. They watching you, family. And so when everybody around the world, when they are rebelling, they throw that motherfucking fist up. Okay? That's in Australia. Raping women, raping children, bringing poison and death into the land. Brazil. Go home, cracker. See, we're not just talking no shit out the cracker ass. This is real. This is real. How can everybody around the fucking world be talking about cracker go home? Look at this shit. Japan. You know them motherfucking soldiers went over there and raped their women? Raped their children? They want that goddamn base out of Japan. Because the white man go over there and bring that decadent ass motherfucking culture over there all the fucking time. No niggas did that. No niggas did that. The cracker did that shit. You understand? No rape, no base. Look at this. This is in Haiti. See that shit, USA, CIA hands on. They even marching for Trayvon. How the fuck did they march for Trayvon? See the goddamn genocide going on our people in these bigger countries. Even in India, it's a universal cry. Cracker, take your motherfucking ass home. But he ain't got one. That's the problem. He ain't got one. Even in London, shot the goddamn boy down. Shot him down. Them brothers and sisters was over there tired of that shit. It's happening all the time. Do you think they went and bought some motherfucking land? They went and bumped that bitch down. Is that wrong for doing that? They got more heart than we got. We in the belly. We've been hit harder than any motherfucking body. You know, people around the world look at us as something not to be sometimes, because we don't fight back.
But they looking for us to lead the motherfucking way. And we don't have no better motherfucking answer than that. If we're going to get some goddamn land, let's go back to Africa where we come from.
Bottom goddamn line. Let's go back home where our spirit and our people come from. Don't hear nothing about that. Why are we going to engage in a fucking economy that's built on the rape of the resources of Africa and all the land? You participate in your own goddamn genocide.
Wow. Look at this, man. Just shot the brother down. They say they don't see crackers killing niggas. They see niggas killing niggas. This is just the shit that's being reported. These crackers is very belligerent, man. They talking shit about this nigga in office, and they talking very flagrant shit. And they buying a whole lot of motherfucking heat. They buying a whole lot of motherfucking heat. Am I wrong for coming out here telling y'all that? It's real motherfucking talk. So they have a history of doing wicked shit to our people. So all I'm saying is, family, be prepared. There's something wrong with that. I ain't telling y'all to run out there and do nothing ignorant, because you know the beast gonna snatch you up. But I say plot, plan, and strategy. And if these motherfuckers come down, and I say it again, if these motherfuckers come down here to hurt our people, we must unify under blackness. We must unify under blackness. And we must protect our people by any goddamn means necessary, family. We must do that. We ain't got to cry. We ain't got to cry. We got these sisters and these babies that need us as men to do what the fuck we got to do. And Colin taught me that. Colin taught me, and then you're going to go get Garvey. I got a lot of Garvey. Garvey teach about the white man. And he also teach about power and force. And he know, he tells you that ain't shit gonna happen without force. He tells you that. All right. Look at these crackers right here, man. Cecil Rhodes, Leopold, Mussolini. Them motherfuckers is accredited. I mean, Leopold, the cracker will tell you that. He was the Hitler before Hitler. He was that one symbol that was recognized as the wickedness on this planet. When you got one motherfucker that got 30 million murders up under his belt, one cracker, Mussolini, went to Ethiopia. I was just in Ethiopia. They all they had was spears. And they motherfuckers went over there and dropped acid rain on them and wiped out millions. And the motherfucking United Nations turned their fucking back on Africa. Didn't say shit.
Won't say shit.
Well, ain't gonna never say shit. Cecil Rhodes, look at the bitch. He got his feet from one end of Africa to the next. What the fuck you think on his mind? What the fuck you think on his mind? And so they are unified in coming to Africa committing genocide. When one cracker came, they all came. Every motherfucking country in Europe came to Africa. So they was unified in the genocide on our people. So don't
you send you here for life? That's exactly what they take.
Nobody. You got to do your whole 40. Okay? And I'm a brother of the crack. And I know it. I got some more heat for your ass. See? Look at this. I had to put that in there. That's Dr. Ben's Masonic card. This is the more Western style of the matrix. You see what that shit say? Ethiopia, East Africa. Past masturbation. You see the date down there? 1941. See, I come with the motherfucking facts. I come with the facts, family. They are slanderous. That shit that they teaching is garbage. That shit they teaching is bullshit. It cannot do nothing for the people. If you want to know, that's why they started to teach. Don't fuck with Egypt now. But they'll take that goddamn dollar out with the goddamn slave master on it that raped our sisters and put it in your face and say it's the way. It's the way. I got some more shit. I'm not dumb. But I want y'all to see that. That's the master right there, family. And none of them niggas got that. None of them. And that's in Ethiopia. That's not in here. That's not in America.
See, over there ain't no crackers in the lodge. Ain't no crackers in the lodge. And see, that led him to the craft of Amun Ra, which he spent, and I've seen the brothers, okay? And this motherfucker talking about the brother can't read the goddamn wall. Nigga, you ain't even been to the Met, nigga. You ain't even been to the Met. I've seen the brothers. Don't let that nigga fool y'all. Y'all better take y'all ass home and get it from the real brothers and sisters that know that. Why would they deter that? Why? I mean, what is the need to do that? That's unbelievable. You don't have to do that to get your message across, brother. You don't have to teach against our elders and teach against our community. We doing what the fuck we can. And then they just killed your brother, young brother, for bumping his time. This nigga say he don't see crackers killing niggas. He see niggas killing niggas. But who killed your brother? Who killed that young brother? Was it a nigga or was it a cracker? See, the cracker is a sophisticated killer. See, Planned Parenthood. Who's running that? Is it niggas or is it crackers? All right, then. Who running them goddamn hospitals? Medical apartheid. Harriet Washington. She did the goddamn research. And she's a qualified doctor researcher. Go get the goddamn book. She's saying the cracker is performing all type of goddamn experiments on our people in the hospital. Is she wrong? Huh? Is she wrong? Is she wrong? Okay. And so, look at this shit right here. See, now, if y'all look at that alien, that's the same alien of Ron L. Hubbard. So the Nation of Islam is not the only motherfucker fucking with them.
That ain't the Nation of Islam, it's Farrakhan.
Correct. Come on. Keep that's all right. You right. I'm right, brother. I give you that. That's true. That is fair and common. That's fair and common. And I meant to, you know, say that. Okay. That's fair. But it don't change the fact that these niggas fucking with
me. Go ahead.
Now, you want us to give up Egypt and pick up this shit? But you can't bang on that bullshit. Can't bang on that bullshit, right? Huh? Okay. Now just listen to this motherfucker, Ron L. Hubbard. For all you motherfuckers. In 1946, Aleister Crowley, the sorcerer, the mystic whose dabblings in black magic earned him the title the wickedest man in the world, found a new disciple and welcomed him to one of his occult communities in the world, in California. The extraordinary activities of this new and enthusiastic disciple are described in a vast collection of papers owned by a former admirer of Crowley, which we have examined. The man in question is Lafayette Ron Hubbard, head of the now notorious Church of Scientology. See, Ron L. Hubbard was a student of Aleister Crowley. That sick motherfucker. See? But you gonna come out here and put some shit up about Crowley? I don't give a fuck what you put it up for. When you got a leader, you should come out here. If y'all is doing something, say, this is what we doing for Dr. Young. This is what we're doing. Never got that. See? You never got that. Just slander people. I don't give a fuck what Dr. Crowley's son said. We know what Crowley did for that boy. He loved that boy.
Right.
He had that boy up there every time he did a lecture. So
that's right.
When you got a guy like that doing the work, you don't even bring his name up to but show nothing. Let him rest in peace. Let his legacy stand as it is. See, you got people shit going on in people's family. Everybody got some shit going on. You can't come out here and blow nobody's family up like that, man. That's slander. Any goddamn way you look at it, that is slander. Everybody got some shit that they ain't happy with. You understand what I'm saying? And some people is just, you know, there's nothing they can do about it. You know, they just continue to live their life, hope the shit get better. Okay? And so, I just don't appreciate that. You know, because Crowley did a lot for our people. I don't give a fuck what the outcome was. See, when you think about these white companies, these Fortune 500 companies, they put the best of white people in them companies. See, our best, they slave. And so what happens is these weak-ass niggas become the leaders. And once the weak ass, then you see the generation start to devolve. It's a process, family. It's a goddamn process. And so you don't teach it from the beginning. You just go to the end and say, look at the nigga. Look at the nigga. Look at the nigga. When you go to Haiti, they bought that crap. They didn't have no motherfucking economy. They got tired. And they used the land. They used the land and the wealth in their head. See, it's not about money. It's about wealth. See, motherfuckers have money down in Katrina. But when that motherfucker, that water came through, ain't shit money can do. See, and we got to understand that these people is trying to exterminate our people. I don't give a fuck what that nigga is saying. And so we got to understand, we have to protect our family. A lot of what happened in Africa and all around this world because we were not prepared. Not because we were lesser people, it's because we are spiritual people. We don't think about the sick shit that crackers think about. Now, if them genes that he's talking about is what changed these niggas into crazy motherfuckers that day, why isn't the black gene harmonize the makeup of the white man? He's still the motherfucking white man. That blood ain't go one way, it went both ways. He's still the goddamn white man. Gonna shoot a baby for bumping his goddamn soul? What is that? That's a devil. In Detroit, Ayanna Jones threw a motherfucking stun grenade in a house with nothing but an old lady, the grandma, and a baby, and shot the baby through the top of her head. Shot him through the top of her, and you know what? They trying to let the crack off. See, just like with the motherfucking dope gang, Bush, Oliver North, George Bush brought the shit here in the impoverished community, and niggas that didn't have no other way out saw a chance to get some of the shit they see on TV. They put the guns, they control the guns, they control the dope, and they control the money. And so you're not going to beat the big house, nigga. Anytime you go in that motherfucker casino, and you might be with a couple of times, but when that cracker tired of you with it, you're going to send them two big crackers over there to tap you on your goddamn shoulder. And he going to point your ass to that dope. And you know what the fuck you gonna do? You gonna get up and get your big ass up out the door. Cause they gonna throw your ass out. So he can cut your motherfucking money out. In 2 minutes, if they could take $750 million from Tiger Woods, one nigga, they can sink most of the niggas in here with the light bill. See? They can sink most of these niggas in here with the gas bill. See? And so how the fuck do you think, but does that mean you cannot accomplish something, buying some property? No, you can do that. But it's not a way out, family. And economic status just does not change social status in America. You still a nigga. You still a nigga. You still a nigga. See, Bill Cosby had a couple dollars. Went to buy CBS. What they telling that? Get the fuck out of there and kill this son. Huh? Oprah Winfrey got them there $4 billion. Bitch went to Paris, and they didn't even want to let her in the goddamn in the shop. Closed the shop on her. Told her she couldn't even come in. So the crackers. The devil. He's not a spook. All those attributes you see in the Bible concerning the devil are real in the incarnate white man. Because there is no religion. A man wrote that religion. So he spoke for God and he spoke for the devil. And so what a man think of in his mind and in his heart, so is he.
30 seconds.
Okay, family. I just wanted to drop that information. It's real information. I did not slander. The brother still got, some things that was, real. But that does not change the fact that the white man is and will always be the goddamn devil. Black power.
got back for the Black Love Experience. And today's show, we were examining the content of the debate between Sarah Sutsetti and Brother Polite. The title of the debate is "The White Man, the Devil, or Are We Our Own Worst Enemy?" Sarah Sutsetti took the position that the white man is the devil. Brother Polite took the position we are our own worst enemy. For those of you who are listening live, you can check the archive of last night's show, part one of this show, to hear the debate in its entirety from the beginning, from the introductions to round one. Each 45-minute presentation from Brother Polite, as well as Sarah Sutsetti. And on today's show, we finished off with Brother Polite's round two presentation, as well as presented Sarah Sutsetti's round two presentation in its entirety. Now we're going to move forward to the closing Q&A sessions, and there were four Q&A sessions. They're each about 14 minutes long. We're running somewhat low on time. It's now about 15 minutes to the end of the show. For those of you who want to call in, the call-in number is area code 347-308-8527. Once again, the call-in number is area code 347-308-8527. And what we're going to do is we're going to play one of the Q&A sessions, and I'm thinking that we're going to play the additional ones later. So if you want to call in right now, 347-308-8527. Once again, 347-308-8527. You have approximately 14 minutes before the live stream ends, so call in right now. 347-308-8527. Once again, 347-308-8527. Press number 1 so that I know that you have a question or comment. We'll be back in a minute.
All right, so I wrote down a couple of questions for the brothers, and want you to keep your answers as detailed but as brief as possible. 5 minutes. All right? This first question is for Brother Polite. Steady, I believe you gave a definition of what the devil was.
King, turn the lights up.
I think you said that the devil is your mortal enemy given to you by nature. All right. Brother Polite, I don't think you really gave us a definition of your concept of what the devil, who the devil is.
Turn the lights up.
Can you please give us a description just so we could put more context to your presentation?
I give you several perspectives. Anyone that's in opposition to the better interests of my agenda as a black man, my family's agenda, and the agenda of the community that I agree with, an adversary, a willing adversary that goes against what we are trying to accomplish, point blank. And in that context, that's not limited to complexion, that's not limited to race. Anybody that's moving in opposition to what we're attempting to do. Now, on an economic perspective, have to do it. Because this is one of the things we have our lowest cognition in, politics and economics. We handicapped because our low cognition of politics and economics. We can't keep running from it. We got to engage in it a little more. We heavy with ancient Egyptian information. We heavy with astrology information. When it comes to economics and it comes to politics, we shy away from it, and somehow we have been discouraged, and we speak condescending to people that want to engage in it because they realize the handicap. Now again, when you go into the religious context, spirituality precipitates or alludes to the reality that one is generating revenue or acquiring property. That is a religious definition. God is one to be known to create, right? Which is synonymous with the word production. Produce. Now, our people, which is no secret, are the biggest consumers, and consumer etymologically alludes to fire, then we find ourselves in a hell's fire where we are not creative or producing. Thereby, we are the contrast of production, which is synonymous with God, and now we become devilish, because when people are not producing, they have idle time, and that takes them into negative ideas, notions, and incentives. There's a direct correlation between a lack of production and criminality. We have to find ourselves back into being creative again. We created more as slaves than we do today as purported free people. This is the reality. If you do the history, we were creating more when we were intensely oppressed. Now, because we believe we are a lot more free, we have yet to produce on the same scale because we believe we're free. So devil is simply anyone that's in opposition to us. And I also have a classification for devilment when we sit here and we let others produce for us. Because we go to war with this white man and we kill this white man, when he's making our socks and he's making our drugs and he's giving birth to our children, he's educating us and he's flying out of space and he's also transportation and he's also giving us jobs, niggas is going to be grown white men in the back of their yard like marijuana to try to get them back and we kill them all. Until we learn how to do for self and trust each other again to produce for them by each other.
You said that economics alone is not a way out for black people. Can you give us a list in priority the elements that you believe is the way out for black people?
Well, first, education. It's education. Most niggas won't even buy black. Why? You understand? It's the self hate. We got to go there.
You can't hear me back? Okay, let me put the mic to my mouth. Education is first. Knowledge is self. Knowledge is self. Period. Because when you effectively change the mentality of our people, the information that's going in their head, you have more people willing to support the brother. You're going to have to beat these niggas in the head. I mean, there's businesses out here. I mean, every fucking business I go to, the bookstore that I've been trying to support in Detroit for the long time, motherfuckers are going out of business. They're going out of business. This is where our damn knowledge is. And when these stores go out of business, man, this shit is, I mean, where's we going to get the information from? So I'm not against the brother at all in his economic plan. A lot of the things he's saying is correct. But I'm trying to wake these babies up so we'll have a generation of blacks that will support these businesses. We don't have that. Niggas already make the goddamn white man shit better. And it's the same shit. It's the same motherfucker. I'm going down there. They beer take that. Man, we got a cold, man. This brother in goddamn Detroit got a cold beer store. He be freezing the motherfucker. You know, go get you the coldest goddamn beer you can get. Niggas still won't go in there and buy. Right.
So it's the knowledge itself. It's the educational system. That's first and foremost. Once you effectively change that, then all areas of the black community is going to prosper. Because they're going to love themselves. We don't love ourselves. We don't, not all of them. But, you know, a lot of us do love ourselves. A lot of us don't love ourselves. You understand what I'm saying? So we got to go there and teach people again to love themselves. See, and when we do that, we'll have more black people that's going to come out and support black people in every area. See, in every area of our community, you'll have people coming out to support. These niggas won't even go to a black doctor sometimes. They'll go to the crack doctor. See, you don't let a nigga get here. If they ain't school. And so you got to go there. Until you go there and change the mind state of our people, we're not going to prosper. We'll come out and we'll have independent shit like this. world as a whole, Harlem is less than. And these crackers are coming down. Harlem is down there half and half now. You hear the statistics? What the fuck is going to be tomorrow? What's going to be, man, they're coming in every goddamn community now. They in goddamn Detroit. They talk about Detroit like a dog. But they just want niggas out of that city. And so they're starving our people to death there, man. They're starving our people, man. And them niggas just went crazy. They done went mad. You understand what I'm saying? They can't even goddamn pay their rent. And so they robbing and killing. And I know I don't support that shit, but I know the process. Detroit is a revolutionary city. Harlem is a revolutionary city. But because they own all the motherfucking capital, they can starve our people. They can starve our people. And when they starve them, they drive them insane. And the hip-hop game is the marketing for the dope game. What else a motherfucker gonna do? There's certain brothers that got signed, but the majority of these niggas is not gonna go for that. They're gonna go back to the goddamn street, and they're gonna sell that dope. And so I'm trying to talk to these niggas. You see what I'm saying? All right, man. All right. Education. Educate the babies, you know. And in the educational system, yeah, some of them babies go to the white man's school. But if you teach them at home, the goddamn Japanese send their babies to the white man's school too. If you put down that program at home, they'll go in there, they'll know what the goddamn body is. Thank you, brother. All right, for my brother Polite.
In your opening remarks, you spoke of white blood in the black person and how it activated by different forms of stimulus, right? You also gave credit to the Caucasian for the systems that he sets up to provide for his own 401k, unemployment, those types of things. So when that white blood is activated in the African, why does it elicit that type of response for him to behave in that way towards us instead of bring out the negative characteristics towards us? And part two is, we know that white people have black blood in them. What activates the black blood in the white man, and what does it make him do?
Hold on. When the white man has black blood, he learns how to dance. Be for real.
Are you searching for the best in online black radio? Then go to blacktalkradionetwork.com, helping you filter through the noise. Real talk, black talk.
Stay connected. Join the S.File social media network on Facebook, MySpace, iMeme, and YouTube. Just click by these social networks and / the S.Files. And don't forget to follow S. Twitty in the City on Twitter at twitter.com/ the S.Files.
What's good, people? It's your man, S-Dot. We've passed the two-hour mark of tonight's show when we examined the debate between Sarah Sutton Seti and Brother Polite. The title of their debate is the white man the devil, or are we our worst enemy? I think that those of you who are listening should have been able to develop an opinion as to who presented a perspective that is more reflective of your own personal values and the direction that you would like for your life and those around you. It really, at the end of the day, is about taking the information and being able to have application in your everyday life, wherever you are. I hope that some of the information presented tonight enabled you to start the process of making change wherever you are in love and life. Remember, first and foremost, that I, above and beyond, respect both Sarah Sutton Seti and Brother Polite. Two individuals coming from two very different perspectives, but very passionate in their commitment to loving black people. And that is really what it's about, loving the black family. So that being said, we're going to close out tonight. We're not going to play the final two clips. I want to take this opportunity to be able to step out and get me something to eat. But I thank each and every one of you who are listening. For those of you who are checking the show out on the archive, thank you. I appreciate you. And remember, you can send us an email at thes.files@gmail.com. Once again, thesdotfiles@gmail.com. Or follow us on Facebook or Twitter. That's / thes.files. Thank each and every one of you. Send us suggestions for future shows. If you are an individual who would like to be considered to be a guest on the show, reach out to us. And thank each and every one of you for listening. It's your man, S-Dot. We'll catch you on the next show. And really, I thank each and every one of you, and I appreciate each and every one of you for listening to this show and every show. So, thank you. And that's what it is. And we'll catch you each on the next show. And that's what it is. Holla.
Yeah. I'd like to say peace to all the gods and earth and people of the universe. Peace and love. Just want to let you know the black man's first. We're going to drop a little something like this, you know what I'm saying, on how we feel on the real. Check it, yo. Who tells you when to work?
The devil.
Who tells you when you get a day off?
The devil.
Well, who gives you your pay?
The damn devil.
And who takes it away?
The devil.
You mean to tell me that but you're not a slave in the land of the free and the home of the brave? Knowledge is cipher, divided by power equals wisdom, but you know we have to stop with knowledge first. Divine evils was the first, and the hurt situation that we into, people saying that we're cursed. The lack of the knowledge of my thumb makes it worse. Science that we drop to make the average head burst. So do the knowledge on the very next verse.
I heard a brother say, y'all wash your clothes, I cook your food, I'll pay your rent. Now is that how the story went? Radically, no. Sing a thing and that weak wisdom knowledge shit, how the God is here to cancel it. So just ring the alarm, another devil's dying. Whoa, just ring the alarm, a Uncle Tom is trying. Whoa, I didn't come to conceal it, I come to reveal it. The true and living God with the Son of Man.
Son of Man.
If you ever need assistance, just take my hand. Black man, be prepared, cause here comes the Klan. Now my great-great-grand was hung on a tree by the colored man. You probably know him as a white man, I seen an Oprah Winfrey show. She said that was in the past, but kiss my...
Yeah.
Now it's time to teach the people why our people's not treated equal. Here's the next sequel. I stand taller than the tallest wall you ever saw. Sincere gave the God a call. We boosted from the mall. Long as it's the devil, I'ma take it. If a devil catch me right, I'll leave him butt naked.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Word is born. Test the God, I don't fake it. Yeah, yeah. Now here it goes.
There we go.
The Soul Controller. The Soul Controller.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.